Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back to the show. This is wild. This is pretty flipping wild. I'm in my car. I left the Apple store, and I'm recording into my brand new device. Check this out. I just picked up a Shure, S-H-U-R-E, Legendary Performance MV88. Geeking out on recording equipment. I hope it's sounding good. I want to go into this and why I did it, what it means to you, why it's important for you to listen to this particular episode, because it's all about you and your dream, baby. Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on planet Earth. It's the Everyday Saturday Show, listened to in over a billion countries all around the planets in the solar system. Check this out. All right. I love podcasting. You know that, obviously. And what I don't love is I don't love having to grab my big old laptop with the Heil PR40 microphone attachment, bring it in my car, or even worse, having to sit home or do it in the office and find a quiet place in the office where there's a bunch of people. So I started podcasting. You probably notice a lot of the time in my car, which is not a big deal. Look, I'm a grip it and rip it, get a message, get it out there, because as an ex-stuttering person, to be able to speak is a blessing. I know a lot of people take it for granted, and I do hear this too. My God, you talk so fast. What is wrong with you, Sam? Well, that's a very great question. I'm glad you asked that question. If you couldn't speak for 15 years, you'd be talking to make up for it too. Am I right? Am I right? So that's why I love podcasting, but I don't love having to drag my laptop all over the place. And it's not that I'm not going to keep using my quote-unquote mobile studio, but I bought this MB88 Shure mic that plugs into my iPhone 10. Yeah, I'm a baller. I got an iPhone 10. And so I've got this microphone that plugs into the, the little place where you charge, the charging port of your mic. The microphone goes for, let's see, $150, I think. Yeah, $149.95 at the Apple store. And I'm recording on it right now. And I want to share this message with you. Okay, so why is this guy, I just started listening to his podcast. Why is he telling me about shopping sprees? I didn't plug in to listen to what he bought at the Apple store. Okay, listen to me. Listen to me. The enemy is going to attack you, and he will always attack you in the place where you will add the most benefit, okay? The greatest amount of benefit you're going to add in the future is going to be where the enemy is attacking you right now. So for me, that was always around speaking, confidence, self-esteem, never leave my job, security, stay there, all of that stuff. Never take a risk. You know, who do you think you are? Not being a good enough dad because my dad left when I was 3 months old for my mom to raise 8 kids by herself. So where is the enemy attacking you right now? Because when the enemy attacks me, I go buy another microphone because I know this is my greatest gift. I mean, some would argue this is my only gift, to be able to speak, which is so wild because I never used to be able to speak. And then when I could speak without stuttering, I certainly didn't feel like I spoke with confidence, and I never imagined being an actual speaker on stages, and that is the craziest thing. So I felt the enemy attacking me. It's not that I didn't want a podcast, and you're all like, oh, the enemy attacks, man. Listen to me, okay? Listen to me. This applies to you. Because you need to figure out where the enemy's attacking you right now. Hit me up on Insta, man. Send me a DM. Let me know, Sam, I just listened to a podcast. This is where the enemy was attacking me, and this is what I'm doing to combat that. Because we are in a spiritual warfare. You've got to believe that much, right? You got to believe
that there are negative spirits attacking you every single day. And so this is what you do. You kick the enemy in the teeth, man. So when I feel the enemy attacking me, like, oh, Sam, you don't really want to get that big old laptop and bring it in your car and drive to work and go into an office space that's quiet and hook up the microphone and bring out Audacity and then have to check all the levels to make sure they're right. Or you don't want to have to wait around the house for all the kids to leave, right? I mean, why don't you just not even podcast at all today? No. You know what I'm going to do? Enemy. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to find a device that clips on a good, because I get it. Even though you guys are really nice, and I know you haven't said anything at all about the quality of the sound, it's not as high of quality of sound when you're speaking directly into your smartphone as it is when you've got a microphone attached to your computer, albeit an expensive one as well. And so I needed to find something that attached to the phone that went, that was a really high-quality microphone with a windscreen, trying to sound important, attached to the mic. And, yeah, so I got this Shure MV88 digital stereo condenser microphone. And I might even geek out a little bit and check out the gain levels on it if I get a little freaky later with this thing. But check this out, man. This was my way of battling the enemy. I am now going to be even more in your earbuds, even more on iTunes, even more audios coming your way all around the topic of motivation, inspiration, empowerment, and dreaming big. Why? Because I've solved the issue. I want a podcast in my car. I don't care if I'm in the car wash. I don't care if I'm at the Dunkin' Donuts. I don't care if I'm getting gas at the Shell station. I don't care if I'm in the mall parking lot. By the way, avoid the malls at all costs. I literally just left the mall, and my favorite thing to do at the mall is everybody's on their phone, right? Everybody's looking down at their phone, and they're walking into you. So my favorite thing to do at the mall is to yell, "Look up!" every time and scare the crap out of everybody walk, because they're going to run right into me, and it happens all day at the mall. I avoid the mall. It's Saturday right now. I know every day is Saturday, but it really is Saturday, October 20th, and I'm in the mall parking lot recording this podcast, and I just left, and I must have said, "Look up!" 20 times. Kids walking right into me, "Look up!" Everybody's just buried in that 7-inch screen, man. They would rather live a life. Don't even get me started. It's a whole other episode. They'd rather live life through that 7-inch screen than the two eyes in the middle of their head, because what's happening on that screen is way more entertaining and important to them than what's happening ahead in their own damn life. And when they figure that out, they're going to be 45 years old wearing a pair of goggles because they burn their retinas out so fast on that 7-inch screen looking back at them that they're going to realize life literally just passed them by. And they wish when they were in their early 20s and that guy was screaming at them in the mall to look up, that they really did look up and they didn't let life pass them by. That's everybody in the mall today looking down at a 7-inch screen letting life pass them by. Anyway, back to you. Once again, the theme of this podcast, your homework is to figure out right now where the enemy is attacking you. Could be in your health life, could be in relationships, it could be in business. What are you blessed with and what is the enemy trying to prevent you to do? There's something going on in your life right now that you know that it's a blessing, that you know if you continue to do it, you're going to add so much value to this world that it's going to change generations. And you also know there's an just as big of a force working against you to make that not happen. What is it? For me, it's speaking. It's always speaking. If somebody doesn't want me to speak, I'm going to speak more. Somebody doesn't want me to podcast, I'm going to podcast more. Right? Are you with me? Man, I'm digging this. I am so digging this new setup with my microphone. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Hit me up on Insta. DM me at Every Day is Saturday. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.